Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking about South by Southwest and their volunteer program, which is pretty unique, I think, to the event. Helping us, walk us through it, explain it to us, is Tammy Richter with South by Southwest. Welcome to Inside Austin.
Thanks for having me.
And the lovely studios here in Westlake, right?
Absolutely love it.
All right, let's talk about the volunteer program. First, I guess South by Southwest, it starts mid-March?
Starts mid-March. We start out with South by Southwest EDU on March 8th. And then on March 13th, South by Southwest kicks off, goes all the way through to the 22nd. We end with our softball tournament.
Now, South by Southwest, it's film, art, music, comedy. The list goes on and on.
Yes, and every year they just keep adding different tracks to it. I think it's somewhere over 25 tracks now.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Which must make your job a little harder every year because you're kind of in charge of staffing.
I do. I have a wonderful staff that helps me with the staffing. But every year we use at least 3,500 volunteers to help support this event, and we absolutely could not do it without them.
I had no idea that it was that big. 3,500 people volunteer every year. And I guess the reason they volunteer is, are they working towards a badge? Is that how it works?
Yeah, depending on the number of volunteer hours that you put in, you can earn badges to attend. So anywhere from the South by Southwest EDU badge, which is our minimum, it's 24 hours. You can go all the way up and to the Platinum badge, which gives you access to film, music, and interactive and convergence.
Platinum sounds like a pretty good access just by calling it Platinum.
It just sounds so prestigious, sounds good, doesn't it?
Now, how does the system work? If somebody wants to be a volunteer, now's the time, I guess, to start signing up online?
Now's the time. We're actually doing it a little bit different in 2020. We're pretty excited about it because it's going to make it so much easier to volunteer. We used to have a couple of volunteer calls that you would have to attend after signing up online, but this year we are doing away with that. We're going to do 100% online sign up. So our volunteers need to go to our website. It's volunteer.sxsw.com. There's a sign up button. You'll go there, you'll create a volunteer record. And then once you're in there on January 15th, you're going to get an email with instructions on how to pick your crews and your schedule. So you don't even have to leave the house.
Now hit the website again, because you race through it and when you hear it, it doesn't look the same. It's SXS, so South by Southwest.
Well, it's actually a separate site from the main site. So it's volunteer.sxsw.com.
So SXSW.
Dot com.
Volunteer.sxsw.
.com.
Okay, fantastic. Yep. And they can sign up now.
Check out the website. It has all of our different crews on there, so you can kind of figure out what would be a good match for you. There's really something for everyone. There's no sort of experience that's needed. You got to be at least 16 years of age and commit to at least 24 hours. But other than that, no special experience. We're going to teach you everything that you need to know. There's a few trainings involved. Like I said, everything's going to be done online. If you do want to have some FaceTime with us, we didn't want to completely do away with our FaceTime.
Not just yet.
We gotta baby step it. On January 26th at the Austin Convention Center from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're going to have a very informal volunteer fair. There'll be representation from all of our volunteer crews. Our crew managers will be there. The volunteers department staff will be there. We'll be there to answer your questions, help you with your schedule, and just give you more information about the crews if you have questions. And also,
because some people are still more comfortable face-to-face.
Absolutely, and we totally understand that. And we love to meet all of our volunteers, too.
Right.
So even if you just want to swing by and say hi, come on down.
And again, when is that kind of volunteer face-to-face? It's at the convention center.
It's at the convention center at the ACC. It's going to be in Ballroom A, and it's January 26th, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a Sunday, plenty of free parking downtown. Like I said, we'd love to see our volunteers come down and see us. Not required, but we'd love to see you.
Now, you mentioned that there's work for anybody who wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you said 3,500 people.
About 3,500, yeah.
What, just for example, what kind of work what are some of the examples of the kind of work somebody would be getting if they volunteer?
So we have two different types of crews. We have all conference crews. Those have shifts starting with South by Southwest EDU all through South by Southwest. So it's very flexible. Those are crews such as registration, event transportation, softball, awards, sessions, conference access, ambassadors. So there's about 20 crews that fall within that crew type. Our other crew type is a music venue, and these are our crews that operate during the days and the nights of the music festival. So that would be things like artist parking operations, stage crew, and some of our line management.
I can imagine that's probably a pretty popular crew to get on.
You know, they're all really popular because they're all very different. It all puts you right in the middle of all the action. You get to see a lot of the behind the scenes. I mean, you could be just rubbing elbows with like the next big act, you know, or, you know, some big speaker or keynote that we're having. It just puts you right there next to them. So it's really exciting, you know.
Yeah, sometimes working at an event is it's the same access as having VIP access.
I started out as a volunteer, and I loved it so much. Here I am 20 years later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good run.
Yeah, yeah. We're still going.
And getting bigger all the time. Do you know anything about the economic impact that South by Southwest has on the city? I don't mean to put you on the spot. I know that it's huge. I know the hotels fill up. I know the bars fill up.
Yeah, it is a huge deal for the entire city. And I will say our volunteers play a big part of that because we kind of look at them as our ambassadors to the city of Austin. I mean, they really do help us showcase this city. And we are so grateful to have all of their big smiling faces down there welcoming all of our international guests from all over the world. But yeah, it is a big impact on our bars. Retail in general is just booming during that time. There is actually an economic impact report, and I believe you can find that on our main website. So check it out.
I know the South by Southwest didn't put Austin on the map, but I think that it played a big part of making Austin what it is today as far as the popularity for the tech center. And it's always been the live music capital of the world for sure. But Austin has achieved this status of a vacation destination. It's the place where everybody wants to live. And I think a lot of that comes from South by Southwest and the exposure that the city gets from the visitors and the musicians and the artists. I think that South by Southwest, it's a huge part of our culture and kind of a big reason for a lot of the success here in town.
Absolutely. You know, last year, a lot of the spring breaks did not match up with South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of a fiasco. But we really saw an impact on the number of people that were able to be involved, and there were a lot of folks that were really upset about it.
Yeah.
Now we're back aligned in line with all the spring breaks in town, and we're hoping to get some of those folks back into our volunteer ranks again. I've had a lot of teachers and students reach out already telling me how excited they are to come back.
Yeah, they were probably crushed when they figured out they couldn't take part.
Sad.
Yeah, because I guess with the 3,500, you have a lot of returning volunteers every year.
A lot of returning.
And they were probably just...
they are crushed.
Yeah, crushed when they couldn't
participate. You know, and a lot of parents, you know, they, you know, their kids are off of school, and so they kind of make this their vacation. You know, South by is their vacation.
Now, we're talking with Tammy Richter. She's with South by Southwest. We're talking about the volunteer program. It's a way to work toward a badge. So, you know, the badge isn't necessarily out of reach. You can trade time rather than trading money for your badge. You can earn a badge with the volunteer program. And it's not just, I know you like the locals. It's nice to have somebody point out the kind of the hot spots, but you don't have to be in town or from Austin in order to volunteer. So if you're thinking about volunteering and you've got friends that are going to be in town for the event, maybe they can volunteer too. Is that right?
Absolutely. We have volunteers from all over the world. I like to kind of coin it as South by Southwest summer camp because we do. We have volunteers coming from all over the United States, all, you know, multiple countries. They come here, they have an amazing time. Their experience is, you know, second to none. And then they leave and then they come back the next year and do it all over again.
Summer camp, but spring break, really,
spring
right?
Spring break, yeah.
And is it aligned better with spring break this year?
It is, and for the next several years, thankfully.
Okay. Because sometimes the spring is so popular here in Austin with events, I guess MotoGP and spring break and South by Southwest. It's hard to get everything lined up, and sometimes there's some conflictions, but I guess...
Well, they actually call it spring festival season. And South by Southwest is the first event in spring festival season. So, you know, there's actually an entire city department that sort of coordinates all these events for spring festival season.
And I think that speaks again to the economic impact that South by Southwest has. And I don't think we could really undersell the value that that it's had over the years. Now, when did it start? How many years ago?
1988.
Because it was tiny. Yes. Like it was just a blip?
Just a few venues. When I started 17 years ago on the actual staff, and back then I believe I had about 800 volunteers.
Okay.
And so you can kind of see from 800 to,
3,500?
And there's been a couple years where I've had closer to 4,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
It must be difficult to manage kind of just the staff, let alone all the actual work that needs to get done.
Well, I tell you, I have a really amazing group of volunteers. There are our crew managers and our stage managers, and they're volunteers too. There's about 400 of them.
Okay.
And they put in time starting in November to help us coordinate all of these volunteers and manage schedules and recruit and train. And I mean, honestly, just could not do it without them. They're so amazing.
You've been there for 20 years. It's not your first rodeo.
No.
You probably make it look easy. You know, you've done it for years. You're going to pull it off without a hitch again this year. But you do need the volunteers.
We do need the volunteers. I mean, they really do make South Bay Southwest. Not only are they, you know, supporting our event, but they are also creating just this culture around South Bay Southwest. And it's really what everybody's coming here to experience is not only the event, but what the city has to offer and the people that are in it.
And everybody's having, all the volunteers are having a good time.
They are having such a good time.
Why they keep coming back year after year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there a seniority system kind of in place that if I volunteer this year, maybe I get a little better shift next year? Or
actually, we do have a little bit of a system. So, you know, if you volunteer and you really enjoy your time, there are positions such as a shift leader or a crew manager that you can kind of strive for in future years. And it's definitely a lot of fun to be a part of those groups because, again, it's just like another extension of the volunteer right. family. And we are very cohesive and do a lot of fun things together. So, yeah, it's absolutely something to strive for.
And kind of the community, does it extend beyond the South by Southwest weeks?
It sure does. We actually, when I started volunteering 20 years ago, I met a really wonderful group of people, and those folks have been my friends ever since then. And beyond South by Southwest, we're hanging out. Right. We're having a great time.
And again, for you, it turned into a career path.
It did. It did. I loved it so much that, you know, I just do it for my life.
All right, let's talk again. Let's remind people, if they want to have the face-to-face, when and where can they do that? Where is the, I don't know what to call it, a conference or where is that? Where do you sign people up at the convention center? When and where?
Okay, so the first thing you want to do is go online, click the sign-up button, get that volunteer record created as soon as possible. We're going to be sending out an email on January 15th with instructions on how to sign up online. I would highly encourage everybody to try to do that as soon as possible. You'll want to sign up for your crews and your shifts as soon as possible because some of our crews will fill up pretty quickly.
Okay.
But if you'd like to come down, say hi, find out a little bit more about the crews, talk to our crew managers, learn about the volunteer experience a little bit more in depth, January 26th at the Austin Convention Center, Ballroom A from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's a come and go, super informal thing, but we'd love to see you down there if you'd like to stop by.
All right. We're talking to Tammy Richter. She's with South by Southwest. Talking about the volunteer program. Tammy, before we wrap things up, as you run out of time, what did we leave out today? What did we forget?
I think I just need to stress how much fun that the volunteer experience is, but also it provides a lot of opportunities for our volunteers. So you're going to go down, you're going to actually go to our events, you're going to have an exciting time doing that, but you're also going to have the opportunity to attend sessions, attend films. If you're interested in film or music or any of the other session types of tracks that we offer, it can really help you develop professionally and give you the opportunity to take a part of something that you may not have had that opportunity before. So those badges give you, you know, a lot of access and can really benefit you in more areas than just going out and having a great time.
And maybe you can put it on your resume too.
Absolutely.
All right, volunteer.sxsw.com is where all the information can be found. Again, Tammy Richter, we appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.